We're going to start here on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we're going to begin the fifth Perek of Psachim, Perek Tamid Nishchat. And you can basically divide Psachim, the Masecht, into three major parts. The first four Prakim deal with the halachas of chametz, owning chametz, eating chametz, mixtures of chametz, all the surim of chametz, bedikas chametz, and that takes us until the fifth parak. From the fifth parak till the ninth parak, we deal with the Karban Pesach, all the unique dinim that apply to the Karban Pesach. We start with our parak, Perek Tamid Nishchat, and that addresses Shechitas HaPesach, Zman Shechitaso, the dinim of the Shechita. You need a kavana l'shem Pesach, l'shem Bailim. You're not allowed to shecht while there's chametz in your possession. The din of minui, of getting a chabura. The seder of Shechitas Pesach, Srikas Tomo, Afshatas Orak, Toras Emur. That's the subject of Tamid Nishchat. And finally, the last perek is Leil Pesach. Okay. So we're going to start with the Mishnah in Tamid Nishchat, and that's on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. And this Mishnah is to clarify when is the time for Shechitas HaPesach. We'll go back to the Chumash for a minute as an introduction.
As it was in the one before this.
Okay. It says in the Torah, in Parshas Bo, that's the Parsha of Korban Pesach, Shmos Yudbeis, V'shachtu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Harbayim. Okay, so it says Bein Harbayim, that's the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. And as we said earlier, this parak is addressing the issue, the halachas of Shechitas HaPesach. But what is the time that's set for Shechitas HaPesach? It says Bein Arbayim. And the Mishnah is going to establish that it may change from one Erev Pesach to another Erev Pesach. It depends when Erev Pesach falls out.
But do I need a number?
You want a number, Chief.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you. Shalom
Aleichem. First time here. I came once before, but there was a simcha, there was a wedding.
So. Oh, okay.
You got a Gemara?
I don't.
So Brian's going to try to get a Gemara for you, Chanoch.
Good.
Have you ever learned Psachim at all?
I did study some Gemara.
Some Gemara.
But a lot of it was beyond me.
Okay, so you'll give it a shot. So the Pasuk says the following. It says, Zeh ha'yisheh asher takrivu l'Hashem. We're talking about the daily mitzvah of bringing the Korban Tamid. And it says, Kvasim b'nei shana smimim, shnaim layom olah samid. So on a daily basis, twice a day, we're going to bring two kvasim, two little shepsala, tmimim. They have to be beautiful, they can't be blemished. And these are called a Korban Ola. And that's called the Olas Tamid. And this continued pretty much until the Churban HaBayis. So one of the things that we bereave and we grieve over is the loss of the Korban Tamid, the daily Korban. And the Torah says in Perek Chof Ches of Bamidbar, and we're going to have to spend a lot of time figuring out what this phrase Bein Harbayim means. Now, if we're learning about Korban Pesach, why are we studying the time for the Tamid? And the answer is, which is going to come up a little bit later on in Daf Nun Tes, we're going to derive from Psukim that the Korban Tamid has to come before the Korban Pesach. So if we could determine when is the time of the Shechita HaTamid, then we know that immediately following we're going to shech the Korban Pesach. So first, the question that the Mishnah is going to address is, when is the time for the Tamid? Now, there were two Tamidim every day. There's the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Which Tamid are we dealing with, if we want to know when is the time for Korban Pesach? Right. Correct, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. We're not going to bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, because in the parasha of the Korban Pesach it says Ba'erev, in the evening. And we're not going to bring the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tamid, and that's going to be derived by the Gemara later on from Psukim, that first we bring the Korban Tamid and then we bring the Korban Pesach. Now that's a big chiddush, because as a general rule, the very last Korban that closes the day in the Beis HaMikdash is what? Korban Tamid. We don't bring any Korbanos after the Korban Tamid. The only exception is going to be the Korban Pesach. Well, no. This has nothing to do with Tadir Sheinu, Tadir Kodem. This has to do with, because there are many other Korbanos that we could bring that are rare Korbanos, but they'll always be brought before the Tamid. But rather, the special Psukim that teach us that with regard to Korban Pesach, it says Ba'erev, which means a little bit later on in the evening. Whereas with regard to the Tamid, it says Bein Arbaim, which is a little bit earlier. So the Korban Tamid has to come first, and then only afterwards the Korban Pesach. If we can determine when is the proper time to bring the Korban Tamid, which is called the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, then we know when is the time to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah establishes the following. Tamid nishchat b'shmona u'mechza. The time for the Korban Tamid of Bein Arbaim, the evening Korban Tamid, is at 8.5, 8.5 hours. Now what we have to know is that's a little strange. I looked at my clock and 8.5 hours was either early in the morning or late at night. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. So we're talking about Shalos Manios. What does Shalos Manios mean?
Is you take the sunrise to sunset divided by 12.
Okay, excellent. There's one sheet that says that you take from sunrise until Tzeisak HaKochavim. Oh, good. And that means till the stars come out. There's another sheet that says you start earlier than sunrise, which is called Alos HaShachar, when the morning star appears, and then we go up to Shkia Sachama. And this machlokus is quoted in the Magen Avraham, in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, but the point is that we're going to divide up this period of time that makes up day into 12 equal segments. Each segment, each 1/12th of the day, is called a Sha'ah. And whenever you see the word Sha'ah in the Mishnah, we assume it means Shos Manios. So let's take, for example, a perfect day. This is just an imagination. 6 to 6. So if we take a day in which, let's say during the winter months or maybe the early spring, daybreak is at 6 in the morning, then Shkia might be at 6 in the evening. So now you have a simple mathematical situation, because you have 12 hours that make up day. You divide it by 12, each hour is 60 minutes. That's it never works out that perfectly, but that would be a perfect day. So now what we're going to do is, exactly, we're going to count from 6 a.m., 8.5 hours, and that's going to be the time of the Shechitas HaPesach. On our clock, that would be about 2:30 in the afternoon, which is sort of like almost the middle period between noon and sunset, if you follow what I mean.
The midpoint would be 3 hours.
So we're not going to exactly stop at the midpoint, because we need time to bring the Korban Tamid. So we have to allow for that period of time. And that's what the Mishnah goes on to say, V'karev b'tisha u'mechza. We have to have a full hour to bring the Korban Tamid. The reason why it takes a full hour is because there are many parts to the Korban Tamid. We start with Shechita, and then after the Shechita we go on to what's called Kabbalah Sadam, and then there's Halacha Sadam. Then there's something that's very unique in the case of a Korban Ola, which is called Nituach Vadochas HaKirbayim. We have to take the innards and we have to clean them out. And then we have to take the Evarim, go up the ramp, and we got to put it on the Mizbeach. All this takes approximately 1 hour. So therefore, v'karev b'tisho mechza. So now the carbon tamid starts at 8:30, which we said is 2:30 on our clock, continues until 9:30, which is about 3:30 on a clock. Again, round numbers in a perfect day. So then, when are we going to start with the carbon pesach? At 3:30, we finish with the carbon tamid, and then we start at 9:30, 9.5 hours with the carbon pesach. Now, is this always true for every erev pesach? The 14th of Nisan, which is the day on which we bring the carbon pesach. So the Mishnah says no, it's not absolutely at 9:30. Why? Because 9:30 would be a great time to end. Let's start with 8:30. 8:30 would be a great time to begin the carbon tamid on a regular weekday, the whole year round. The problem with erev Pesach is that everything has to get a little bit earlier on erev Pesach. Why? Because we could only bring the carbon pesach after we finish the tamid, and we need lots of time for the carbon pesach before nightfall. And that's for two reasons. One reason is because there's a massive amount of people in the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash bringing in carbon pesach, and it's going to take a long time to finish that whole job. And secondly, we need time for the carbon pesach because the carbon pesach requires an entire procedure, and that procedure ends with what's called Tzliyas HaPesach. We have to roast the carbon pesach. Now we're going to soon see that when we talk about Erev Pesach, which is the 14th of Nisan, we could talk about a weekday or we could talk about Shabbos. Now imagine if the 14th of Nisan falls out on a Shabbos. In such a case, we have to do the Tzliya, the roasting of the carbon pesach, before we enter into Shabbos, because we don't roast anything on Shabbos. So all this has to be pushed into a very short period of time, and therefore we try to make the carbon tamid that much earlier, so we can start with the process of the carbon pesach that much earlier. And therefore the Mishnah goes on and says be'erev bi'arvei psachim. We'll have to see about that plural of arvei psachim. We discussed that plural, if you remember, the 10th perek. And on an erev pesach is the carbon tamid has to start earlier. Nishchat b'sheva umechtza. We went back by 1 hour. Instead of 8.5, it's now 7.5. The karev, we're going to give it a full hour for the hakrova, b'shmon umechtza. So when are we going to begin the carbon pesach? At 8:30, when we finish with the carbon tamid. So what I told you before, that the carbon tamid is brought between Shmona Umechtza and Teisha Umechtza, that's only the whole year round. That's only, let's say, 364 out of 365 days. But on one day out of the year, the carbon tamid has to start earlier in order to allow that we bring the carbon pesach earlier, because we got to give a lot of time for the carbon pesach. So that's going to be 7:30 to 8:30. The Mishnah says, "Bein b'yamos hachol, bein b'shabbos." Now it doesn't matter what day of the week the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, falls out. It might fall out on a weekday, it might fall out on a Shabbos, but we're going to make it a universal rule that on Erev Pesach the Shchitas HaTamid is at 7.5. And it'll end at 8.5, and the Karban Pesach will be, the beginning of the process will be at 8.5 after we finish with the Tamid. So that's as far as Erev Pesach is concerned. Now what happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, on a Friday? And as we said before, if it's a Friday, we really have to rush with the Tzliyas HaPesach. We have to roast the Pesach earlier because it's almost Shabbos. So therefore we have to make everything even earlier. Now what's the earliest possible time that we can bring the Karban Tamid, we can shech the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? So the Mishnah says, Nishchat b'sheish u'mechza, at 6.5. The Kariv b'sheva u'mechza, will give it an hour for the akrova. And then, the u'shchitas ha-pesach li'achrov, we're going to shech the Kariv Pesach immediately afterwards. This is on Erev Pesach Shechal Lios be'Erev Shabbos. So again, if Erev Pesach falls out on any day of the week, including Shabbos, leave out Friday for a minute, then it's going to be Tamid at 7.5 and Pesach at 8.5. If, on the other hand, Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, then it's going to be 6.5 and 7.5. It's going to be always by now. So basically, if you want to summarize the Mishnah, you can move up the ladder, meaning from the latest time for the Karban Tamid to the earliest time for the Karban Tamid. The latest time for the Karban Tamid is going to be Shmonu Mechza, and that's every day of the year except for Erev Pesach Yudal B'Nisan. And then we're going to talk about Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach, and it doesn't matter whether Erev Pesach is on Shabbos or on a weekday, with the exception of Friday. And then we're going to start with 7.5 and 8.5. So we're going up from 8.5 to earlier to 7.5 because of Erev Pesach. And then if Erev Pesach is on a Friday, instead of 8.5 and 9.5, I'm sorry, instead of 7.5 and 8.5, it's going to be 6.5 and 7.5. Do we have it? I wish I could chart this out on the blackboard. It would be a lot easier. Yeah.
But that could also apply for Shabbat as well. Because you've got to do it all on the Friday anyway. You've got to roast it.
In other words, what happens if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? Now again, if it's on Erev Shabbos, we're going to rush the job. We're going to have a lot to accomplish on Erev Shabbos because we've got to get the roasting of the Karban Pesach. You're asking, Brian, what about...
What's that Shabbos?
What about Erev... No, well, first of all, Shabbos. What happens when Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos? Then we had the middle case of 7:30 and 8:30. There doesn't seem to be that much of a rush job on Shabbos itself. And the reason for that, okay, this is getting a little bit complicated, but hang in there.
Yeah.
There's something called Nidarim Unidavos, which means that one of the reasons why we have to try to make the Karban Tamid a little bit later in the afternoon is because, as we said before, the Karban Tamid has to be the last Karban of the day. And there are many karbanos that have to be brought which are called nidarim unidavos, which means that an individual can take upon himself on a voluntary basis to bring a karban. And if you look at the whole community of Klal Yisrael, there may be masses of people waiting to bring their karban nidava, and therefore we want to make the tumid a little bit later. But there's only one day in the week where the Mikdash is closed for a karban nidava. And that's Shabbos. There's no such thing as a carbon and dove on Shabbos. So from that perspective, we really don't have to delay the carbon Pesach that much. And therefore the carbon Pesach could be earlier. And therefore, perhaps we can allow for the Shchitas HaPesach to be earlier. So again, let's just remember the following three sets of numbers. We have 6:30 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8:30, and 8:30 to 9:30. Did I get that right?
But if you got if Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbat, you got to roast the Korban Pesach on the Friday, no?
I don't think so.
No, I'm asking. That's my question.
Yeah, I think we're going to wait till after Shabbat because we don't want to roast the Pesach on Shabbat.
No, I mean Erev Shabbat.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about when Erev Pesach was on Motzi Shabbos.
Well, Motzi Shabbat.
Right, so Yud Dalet, which is... Oh.
Yud Dalet is on...
Oh, Erev Pesach is on Sunday, you're saying. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Ah, so then that's like any weekday.
No, you're asking if Pesach is Friday, is Saturday night.
Saturday night is going to be Pesach.
Right.
When do you?
Oh, so Erev Pesach is on Shabbos.
So when do you prepare?
Oh, I thought you were saying Erev.
When do you prepare the Korban Pesach?
So then the roasting of the Pesach is going to be after Shabbos. We're delayed after Shabbos. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So now the Gemara asks me Nani Mili. How do we know that every day of the year, again leaving out Erev Pesach, the Karban Tamid is brought at 8:30, which is the opening line in the Mishnah. And of course it's going to be completed an hour late at 9:30. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, We're going to derive this from the Pasuk. The Yom HaKra, the Pasuk says, with regard to the mitzvah of Korban Tamid in Bamidbar Chof Ches, Es HaKeves HaChot Taseh BaBoker, V'Es HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Bein HaRbayim. Now, if you're talking about from midday and on, what we call in English the afternoon, that's called usually in the Torah Erev. Here, the Torah, in the context of the Karban in the evening, uses a different phrase which is called Bein HaRbayim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wants to analyze this phrase Bein HaRbayim. And he comes up with the following interpretation of Bein HaRbayim. He says it means Chalkeu Lebein Shnei Aravim. Okay, divided up between two evenings. So I'm going to interpret this according to Rabbeinu Chananel right now. And Rabbeinu Chananel says that the two evenings means the night before the day and the night after the day. Let's call it Shkia Sachama, okay? So from Shkia Sachama to Shkia Sachama. So what are you going to do? You're going to divide that into half. And what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with midday, Chatzot Hayom. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, at midday, which is Chatzot Hayom, that's exactly in the middle. Correct? But what we need to do is we need to give time for the Korban Tamid itself. So we're gonna have to take some part of the day and separate it for the Shechitas HaPesach, so that becomes the middle part of the day that's sandwiched between one Erev and another Erev. So that's called Chilku Lebein Shnei Aravim. And what that means is, okay, so I mentioned to you Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi seems to learn that the word Erev here means noon. So we're going to take from noon until sunset, we're going to divide that in half. So let's say noon is at 12, right? You're going to add 6 hours, and then you have sunset. So now you're going to take those 6 hours, Bein HaRbayim Chalkeu, you're going to divide it into two. But you have to allow 1 hour for the Talmud itself. So Rabbi Shuv Levi says you're going to need 2.5 hours after noon, 2.5 hours before sunset, that's 5. You're left with 1 hour. And divide that hour equally into half. So what you're left with is you're left with 2.5 hours before the Korban Tamid. You're left with 2.5 hours left to the day before evening after the Korban Tamid. And you're left with 1 hour in the middle for the Asiyas HaPesach. Okay, that's called Chalkeu Lebein Shtei HaRbayim. I have a footnote here in which he says the following. He writes that Chalkeu Lebein Shnei HaRbayim means that we should take the Erev, which is from midday until sunset, and we should split it, Chalkeu, to two equal parts. That's a little bit difficult in the language of the Gemara, because the Gemara should have said that you should be Machalek the Erev itself. What does this mean, Chalkeu l'shnei aravim? The language of the Gemara of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi is a little bit difficult. And perhaps the alternative shot, he says, is Chalkeu is not referring to the Erev, but rather to the Korban Pesach, which means we should take that 1 hour of the Korban Pesach and divide it into two. Part of it should belong to the first half, and part of it to the second half. So that's the 1 hour between the 2.5 and the 2.5, which means all told we have 6 hours. And that's the interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and that's how he comes to the time of 8.5. Now, Rabosai, when you see this drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm going to give you two options. What impression do you have, either A or B? Is this a Doraisa halacha or is this a Drabonan halacha?
It seems like it's a
Doraisa. It seems like it's a Doraisa. He derives from the pasuk. This is how he interprets. This is how he interprets Bein HaRbayim. And therefore, Rava is going to jump on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and say, if this is a Doraisa halacha, then how do you have room to play around with this? We just said that if you're talking about the Tumid on Erev Pesach, then you're going to bring the Tumid not at 8.5, but at 7.5. And if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're going to bring the Korban Tumid at 6.5.
That's not a Bein Arbayim according to this tradition.
Correct, and that's not Bein Arbayim. Masiv Rava. Rava raises the following objection against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Bi'arvei Psochim Nishchat B'Sheva U'Mechza. On the 14th of Nisan, we're going to bring the Korban Tumid an hour earlier at 7.5. The Isal Kedai, if we're going to hold the way Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi derives from Bein Arbayim, B'Shmon U'Mechza Doraisa, that the exact time which the Torah mandates for the bringing of the Korban Tumid is 8.5. How can the Mishnah allow that we shift it on Erev Pesach to 7.5? Hechimak demeanedly. How can we make it earlier? And if we talk about Erev Pesach Shechalios Be'Erev Shabbos, then it's even an hour earlier than that. And therefore the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now the Mefarshim here go overboard to try to defend Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara doesn't do so. The Gemara just drops the ball, you know, drops Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi like a hot potato and goes on to a whole different interpretation of Bein Arbayim. But the Mefarshim, the Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua and others, they want to suggest that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's interpreting Bein Arbayim as a lechatchila. Although it's Doraisa, but that's the way the Torah wants it in an ideal case. But if there are other factors that are pressing, for example, the fact that it's Yudalit B'Nisan and we need to bring the Korban Pesach, then Enoch Inami, the Torah allows us a room of, shall we say, maneuverability to change the hour of the Korban Tumid. But in any event, Rav understood that since this drasha, which according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, generates a halacha called Shmona Umechza, that is a Doraisa, and it shouldn't know any flexibility, any change. It's an absolute Doraisa. And therefore, Ela Omar Rava suggests a different interpretation of Bein Arbayim. And he says the following, Mitzvaso detamid misheyinatu tzlile eret. In other words, if a person is standing in the middle of the day, will he see the shadow? The sun is immediately overhead. There's no shadow. And when is the mitzvah of Korban Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim begin? Mishinatu, when the sun has already gone beyond its zenith, its midpoint. Tzlile Erev, and now you'll see shadows. So as long as the sun is directly overhead, it's too early for the Korban Tumid. Once the sun is tilted towards the west, beginning its process of setting, that's already called Yinatu Tzlile Erev. That when a person stands against, you know, Keneged Achama, against the sun, then if he's looking a little bit towards the east, he's going to see a shadow because the sun is beginning to set. Now how long does it take until that shadow is visible? Rashi explains that takes a half hour. So basically you can cut the day in half, you get to 12 noon, you add a half hour, and you're at 12:30. That's the earliest time for the Korban Tumid. And that's called Sheish Umechza, which if you recall, in the case of Erev Pesach Shechalios Be'Erev Shabbos, that's exactly the time, which is the earliest time possible, that we're going to shech the Korban Tumid. My timer. So Gemara says, how does Rava know that we should identify Bein Arbayim as the time of Sheish Umechza, Mishinatu Tzlili Erev? So the Gemara answers, the Omer Kra, the Pasuk says, Bein Arbayim. What does that mean, Bein Arbayim? Me'idna Demaschil Shimsha Lemarov. From the moment that the sun starts tilting towards the Marav. In other words, the word Erev here in Bein Arbayim is referring to the west, and the sun is setting towards the west. Okay? So that's the earliest time for the Korban Pesach according to Rava. Now, I just want to read one line here in the note. He says, that according to Rava, kol hashaot shemichatzot hayom ad hashkia nikros erev. According to Rava Shita, the word erev includes all the hours from midday and on. And therefore, basically what we're doing is we're taking a 24-hour period from one night to the next night, and we're cutting it right in half. And that gives you midday. The only thing is that we have to add an extra half hour, which makes it Sheshu Mechza, because we need a time period when the sun is moving towards the west. So therefore, let's conclude the following. Hilchach, Bishar Yemos Hashana, on a regular day, when it's not an Erev Pesach, and we can really start the process of the Korban Tomid at Sheshu Mechza, we're going to delay it by 2 hours. Why? De'ika nedarim unedavos, because there are many korbanos that have to be brought. Those people are voluntarily bringing korbanos, and we're going to have to allow time for those korbanos before the tamid shel bein arba'in. Why? And the answer is because of the law called hashlama. What is this law called hashlama? That's what the Gemara is going to formulate now. Derachmana Amar, the Torah says, this is in Vayikra Perek Vav, with regard to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, it says, V'yarach aleha ha'ola, v'yiktir aleha chelbei hashlamim. Now this is a reference to the Tomid Shel Shachar, the morning Tomid, and the Torah says, bring the Korbanos, the Olos and the Shlomim and everything, aleha. What does that mean, aleha, on it? Amar Mar, Rav explains that Aleha means Aleha Hashleim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. Now that's following the Tomid Shel Shachar, which opens the first Korban of the day, then bring all the other Korbanos Aleha. Aleha almost means attached to her. It means immediately after her. So you're going to bring all the Korbanos after the Tomid Shel Shachar. What's left? The Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim therefore becomes the last Karban. Now if you have a massive volume of Karbanos that have to be brought on that day, then we're not going to bring the Karban Tomid at the earliest time possible, which is Sheshu Mechza, 12:30, but Machrina Lei, we have to delay the Shechita of the Karban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim from Sheshu Mechza the Tarat Eishah for 2 hours. Those 2 hours will give us the ability to bring all the karbanos of the day, all the nedarim and nedavos, before we bring the tamid shel bein arba'im, so that we can be mashlim all the karbanos after the tamid shel shachar, before the tamid shel bein arba'im. So basically, it means what's the first karban of the day? Tamid shel shachar. What's the last karban of the day? Tamid shel bein arba'im. So the entire day of karbanos is sandwiched between the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arba'im. Technically, Rava says we can start the Shechita of the Korban Tomid at 6.5 hours, but we're going to delay it by 2 hours in order to allow for the Hakrava of all the Karbanos that have to be brought during the day, because they all have to be brought before the Tomid. And now the exception to that rule is going to be Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach, we have a Korban Pesach that comes after the Tomid. It's the only Korban on the face of the map that can be brought after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Gemara is going to derive that from Psukim. So Ve'arei Psachim De'ika Pesach, we have to leave room for the Pesach Achrav after the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, is therefore Kadmina Lei. We have to make it earlier. So on the 14th of Nisan, basically we have to make the Shechitas HaTomid earlier than any other day. We're going to, in a sense, ignore the Nedarim and Nedavos for the favor of the Korban Pesach. By Shah Achas, give us 1 extra hour. Instead of starting to bring the Korban Pesach 2 hours after Sheshu Mechza, meaning at Shmonu Mechza, start at Sheva Mechza. V'avdinalei b'Sheva Mechza. And that's going to give all of Klal Yisrael ample time to bring that Korban Pesach before nightfall. Now you might ask, you know, if you're already making the Korban Tomid earlier to facilitate the Pesach, why not go all the way and start the Korban Tomid at Sheshu Mechza. But again, keep in mind, we're trying to balance between two ends. We also want to have the ability to allow for the Nedarim Unedavus. So the pshari, the compromise between the, you know, making the Karban Tamid later because of the Nedarim Unedavus, or making the Karban Tamid earlier because of the Karban Pesach, is going to be, instead of 2 hours, 1 hour. I'll give you an hour, you give me an hour. So at 7:30, that's when they're going to bring the Karban Tamid, which is an hour earlier than they normally bring it. And that's going to add an extra hour to start the process of the Karban Pesach 1 hour earlier. Oh, but now we get to Erev Pesach Shechalios Erev Shabbos. This is the case where the Yudalit Benisan falls on Friday. Is the Ikonami Tzliyoso. Now, because it's a Friday, we have an additional pressure. We cannot wait till nightfall to do the roasting of the Karban Pesach, because Tzliyasa Pesach Eino Dochelo Dochi Shabbos. It doesn't override the Shabbos. So if it wouldn't have been a Friday, if it would be a weekday, okay. So if we don't fit in the Tzliya, we'll do the Tzliya after nightfall. That's fine.
Just
the Tzliya of the Karban Pesach after nightfall, because we're not enjoined, we don't have to bring do the Tzliya during the day, we can do it at night. But on a Friday, we can't do the Tzliya of Pesach at night.
So
you have to fit in the Tzliya of Pesach on Erev Shabbos for all of Klal Yisrael. So we really are pressured now. We're going to have to make the Karban Tamid as early as possible. And therefore we go back to the Ikar Adin, which we said the Sheshu Mechza, basically noon and another half hour. And again, I feel for someone who wants to bring a carbon and dove on Erev Pesach, there's not going to be much time for that. But there is some time in the morning hours, but maybe that's not a good idea to volunteer to bring a carbon on Erev Pesach. And certainly not on Erev Pesach Shechalios Bishab. The Erev Shabbos, because if Erev Pesach is on Erev Shabbos, man, we're going to have to do a lot of stuff for the sake of the Karban Pesach, including the Tzliya. There's not that much time for Nedarim and Nedavos. Okay, now we get to a Braisa, and this Braisa is going to occupy our mind for a long time.
How many people do come on Pesach about?
You know, how many millions?
How many of thousands?
Don't know. I mean, Bnei Yisrael are made up of Shish and Ribu. So imagine there are 600,000 Jews back at the time in the Midbar. And that's only the Jews males between the age of 20 and 60. They say that there are probably about 3 million Jews at that time. Which means that we should now be... The Jewish population in the world today should be about 150 million.
Yeah, they're not so.
But we know why that's not so. In other words, Jewish population today has not yet reached what it was before the Holocaust. Do you know that?
Yeah.
We're still shy of what the population in the world was before the Holocaust.
And also, they all used to come to Yerushalayim for Aliyat HaRegel. Everybody used to come?
Not really.
Well, there were Tmeim who couldn't come. There was something called Derech Rechoka. There's a three-way machlokas. We're going to learn in Pesach about what Derech Rechoka is. The Noshim didn't have to come.
They didn't have to come.
So now Rabosa, we're going to start the Braisa. I call it the Braisa because this Braisa is going to occupy our minds for a good amount of time. The Braisa records a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva with regard to Erev Pesach on Shabbos. We're not talking about Erev Pesach on a Friday, but rather Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Okay then? So the Braisa says the following. First we start with the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, and then we go to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds like this. Kisiduro b'chol, kach siduro b'Shabbos. In other words, if we're talking about the time period for Shechitas HaTamid, meaning the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, then there's no difference between Chol and Shabbos. The same time that you bring the Karban Tamid on a weekday, you bring the Karban Tamid on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisiduro B'Erev Pesach. What does that mean? Very vague. The entire Braisa is vague and ambiguous from beginning to end. Maika Amar, what is the Braisa telling me? Are they arguing about Erev Pesach? Are they arguing about the rest of the year? What are they arguing about? Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar. This is the subject of the Machlokes. Kisiduro Bechol be Erev Pesach, Kach Sidur B'Shabbos be Erev Pesach. So we're talking about the issue of Erev Pesach falling on Shabbos. And the question is, when are we going to bring the Karban Tamid in a case of Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos? So the first opinion is that of Rabbi Shmuel. And he says, Kisidura B'Chol the Erev Pesach. We said that on Erev Pesach, the whole year round, the Karban Tamid is brought at Sheva Shal Sumecht, right? That was the middle compromise thing. Kach Sidur B'Shabbos Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, the same deal, the same din applies, and the time of the Shkitas HaTamid is going to be Sheva Umechtza. In other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, don't make any distinction between a regular Erev Pesach and an Erev Pesach on Shabbos. They're all the same. Shabbos doesn't change the system of Erev Pesach by one iota. And just like Erev Pesach the whole year round is 7.5, again, when I say 7.5, I'm talking about the Shechita of the Karban Tamid. And when I talk about the Karban Tamid, I'm talking about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So too, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, nothing changes. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So in a certain sense, Rabbi Yishmael is making life easier for us. And he's saying, if you know the law of Erev Pesach, then you know the law of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Nothing changes. Okay, and we're going to try to understand what this issue, what lies at the heart of the issue. But right now, at this point, we just want to get the shitos. You know, what is each shita saying? Rabbi Yishmael is saying that whether or not Erev Pesach is on a weekday or on a Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is always brought at Sheva Umech. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Kisiduro bi Erev Pesach Shechalios bi Erev Shabbos. Remember, we had one case in the Mishnah where we start the Karban Tamid as early as possible. And that's the case of Erev Pesach on a Friday. If Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, and we have the issue of the Tzlias HaPesach, of roasting the Pesach, we're going to therefore bring the Karban Tamid at the earliest possible time, which is Sheish Umechtza. And the same thing is Kach Sidur B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, then the same law that applies to a Friday, which means that just like if Erev Pesach falls on Friday, we start the Tamid at 6.5, so too if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we're going to start the Karban Pesach on, we're going to start the Shechitas HaTamid, at 6.5. And the truth is that, as we said at the outset, since 6.5, Sheish U'Mechtza, is the earliest time for the Karban Tamid, then Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs. Why delay the Karban Tamid? The only problem is that during the week, we have a problem of Nedarim V'Nedavos. There's a massive amount of volume of carbon work to be done on Shabbos. I'm sorry. There's a massive amount of volume of carbonus on a weekday, and therefore we can delay the Karban Tamid. But if we're talking about Shabbos, then there's no massive amount of Nedarim V'Nedavos, because you cannot bring a Neder or Nedava on Shabbos, so therefore we have the right to go back to Sheish Umechtza. And in effect, what we're going to do is that since now it's Erev Pesach, and that's more of a reason to bring the Karban Tamid as early as possible. What was Ma'akev? Why were we inhibited and prevented from bringing the Karban Tamid at an early time as possible? That was because of Nedarim U'Nedavos. On Shabbos, we don't have that problem with Nedarim U'Nedavos. There are no Nedarim U'Nedavos. Therefore, let's go back to the earliest time that we possibly can do it, which is at Sheish U'Mechtza. Even though, again, we're not going to do the Tzlias HaPesach, so that's the issue that's unique to Friday. But once already on Friday, we have this breakthrough where we're going to go back to the Ikar HaDin, in which the Shechitas HaTamid is going to be at the earliest possible time at Sheish U'Mechtza. Let's apply that even on Shabbos, because if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you don't have an issue of Nedarim U'Nedavos. You want a maximum amount of time for Karban Pesach. then we're going to do exactly what we would do if Erev Pesach was on a Friday, and we're going to start the process of the Tamid at the earliest possible time at Sheish V'Mechtza. Then Abaye makes the following comment, Umas Nisan. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. We've been analyzing this price of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but going back to the Mishnah, the Ketani, it says in our Mishnah regarding Erev Pesach that the Tamid is shechted on Erev Pesach at Shevo Mechtza, and the Mishnah went out of its way to say Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is what we call a Stam Mishnah to Rabbi Shmuel, and it reflects the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't say Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, because in the case of Shabbos, which means Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos, the Shechitas HaTamid is going to be at Sheishu Mechtza, not at Shevo Mechtza. Our Mishnah states unequivocally that even if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we're still going to delay the Korban Tamid from Sheishu Mechtza till Sheva Mechtza. And that reflects the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who equates Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos with every Erev Pesach, meaning Erev Pesach Shechalios B'chol, and that's why Erev Pesach Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos is Sheva Mechtza, whereas Rabbi Akiva would say that Erev Pesach, if it's Chol, is going to be Sheva Mechtza, but if it's Shabbos, where there's no issue of Nidarim and Nidavos, then we're going to start earlier at Sheishu Mechtza. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no equation between Erev Pesach Shechalios B'chol, which is Shevo Mechtza, and Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos, which is Sheishu Mechtza. So B'maikon Miflgi, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara now really wants to understand why Rabbi Shmuel did not accept Rabbi Akiva. Logically, intuitively, Rabbi Akiva is correct, because since on Shabbos there are no Nedarim and Nedavos, that's undeniable, then we should bring the Talmud as early as possible in order to facilitate the Karbanos of Pesach. Oh, so the Gemara says that Sheishu Mechtza, from Rabbi Shmuel's perspective, is too early on Shabbos. This is the source for a late minyan on Shabbos, by the way. No, I'm just joking. Let's see. There's something called a Karban Musaf. On Shabbos, we have to bring a Karban Musaf. Now, the Karban Musaf itself is another Karban that we're adding to boot, that of course has to be brought before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So that's one pressing reason to begin the process of delaying the Karban Tamid. Not like Rabbi Akiva says, let's bring it as early as possible. But not only is there an issue of Musaf, there's also an issue of what's called Lechem Aponim. Now, Lechem Aponim, as you know, the 12 breads, the showbreads, that were placed on the Shulchan, was divided into two columns of six each. And on the side of each column was something called Levona. Levona is some sort of a sweet-smelling something or other. And Levona had to undergo a process called bezichin. Now, bezichin is the name of the kli that was used to scoop up the Levona and bring it onto the Mizbeach. So it was brought from the Shulchan onto the Mizbeach. And the singular is called bazich, and two of them are called bazichi, and in Aramaic that's called bezichin. So these bezichin were gold spoons that were used to dip into the Levona, which were on the shulchan next to the Lechem Aponim. And they had to be brought on the Mizbech. It's only after the Bezichin did what they had to do and the Levona was brought, only then were you allowed to eat the Lechem Aponim. Now, the eating of the Lechem Aponim was also a whole process, because what they did was the Lechem Aponim had to be brought in order to replace the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, meaning the Lechem Aponim would remain for an entire week on the Shulchan, right? One of the great miracles in the Beis HaMikdash was that it remained fresh for an entire week. And the incoming Kohanim would bring in the new batch of Lechem Aponim to replace the old batch, and the Kohanim of the previous Mishmar would eat the Lechem Aponim, but all that had to take place after the Haktara of the Bezichei Levona. So it's an entire process. Now, Rabbi Shmuel's question is, what comes first? Musafim or Bezichin? Meaning, let's say the Lechem Aponim was first, but that's not enough. It's not enough just to take off the Lechem Aponim from the Shulchan and start replacing it with the new Lechem Aponim and give out the old Lechem Aponim. We also have to bring the Bezichin with the Lavona inside, because Kol Zman, until they brought the Bezichin, you couldn't eat the Lechem Aponim. Now the question is, what should be the Seder? We know that Musaf will be brought, let's say, in the morning hours, towards the end of the morning. So you can start with the Lechem Aponim. And what are you going to do with the Bezichin? Are you going to bring the Bezichin immediately and then bring the Musaf? Or should we wait with the Bezichin and first finish the Karban Musaf and then bring the Bezichin? So we're going to interrupt in the middle. It's going to be A, B, and C. A is the beginning of the process of Lechem Aponim. C is the end of the process, which means the Haktaras HaLevona. And wedged in between A and C is going to be the Karban Musaf. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel is going to derive from Sukim, De Musafim Kodmim LeBezichin. So we're going to have to bring the Karban Musaf before we bring the Levona, the Haktaras HaLevona, the Bezichin. And the reason for this, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Yuma and Daf Lamed Daled, it's not here, is that the Torah says with regard to the Levona in the Bezichin, each one of the Bezichin had a kometz of Levona, a certain volume of Levona. And again, there were two marachas of Lechem Aponim, six on one side, six on the other. So there were two Bezichin, one corresponding to this six, and the other corresponding to the other six. And you had to do the Haktara of Mole Kometz Shal Levona in the Bezichin. And they were makta in the Bezichin, and then they were allowed to eat the Lechem Aponim, divvied up amongst the Kohanim. That's based on the pasuk of Vayikra Chav Dalet, Vinasata al amareches Levona Zaka v'hoysal ulechem lazkara ishe Hashem. So the entire process took a full hour. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and he says, first comes the Musaf. Why does the Musaf have to come first before the Bezichin? Because in the parsha of Musaf, the Torah says Yom. Okay, it says Yom once. And that's, if I'm not mistaken, in Vayikra, Perkov, Gimel, if we had time, we'll look up the Psukim. Bezichin, it says in Vayikra, Chavdal, twice. It says, B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos. And the Gemara in Yuma wants to, why does it say Yom twice? So Yom means that we should delay it. So with regard to Musaf, we delay the Musaf. We don't bring it ala boker. We bring it a little bit later. But with regard to the Bezichin, since it says the word Yom twice, it means even later. So Musaf that has only one Yom is going to be brought before the Bezichin, which has two Yoms. Is Ovid Lay Lemusafim B'Sheish, Bezichin B'Sheva, the Ovid Lay Tamid B'Sheva U'Mechza. So Rabbi Shmuel is committed to the position that when Pesach is chal on Shabbos, we're not going to bring the Tamid. We're not going to bring the Tamid at Sheish Umechza, because we have to allow for the process of the Bezichin, and the Bezichin comes before the Musaf. So, in order to allow time for the Haktaras HaBezichin, the whole avodah of the Bezichin, which has to come early, we have to make sure that the Karban Tamid is a little bit later. In other words, it's got to be at Sheva Umechza. So just to summarize, what Rav is saying here is that why does Rabbi Shmuel have the Karban Pesach Shechalis Shabbos, the Tamid is brought at Sheva V'Chetzi? It's because of his position of Musafim Kodmim LeBezichin. So therefore, the Bezichin come after the Musafim. I'm sorry, the Bezichin come after the Musafim, right? Yom Yom. Now, if the Musafim are going to be brought for Shah Shishis at the sixth hour, which means that since in the parasha of Musafin the Torah used the word Yom, Yom means we have to wait till it's really Yom, not Boker, but Yom, and that's at Shah Shishis. Okay, so the Musaf is going to be at Shah Shishis. Now, after you finish with the Musaf, you're going to have to do the Bazichin. So you got to leave time before you bring the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, because again, the Tomid Shel Bein has to be the last Karmon. And if the Musaf is being brought B'Sheish, and the Bazichin could only be brought after the Musaf, which means at Sheva, give us at least a half hour to do the Bazichin, and then Ovid Leit Tomid. Now you've completed both the Musafim and the Bazichin. Now is time to bring the Karban Tomid and close the day. That's going to be at Sheva Mechtzah. We can't make it earlier at Sheisho Mechtzah like Rabbi Akiva would like to have it, because the Avodas HaBazichin has to be done at that time, Sheish U'Mechtzah, because at Sheish we're going to bring the Musaf, and a little bit later we're going to bring the Bazichin. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bazichin Kodmin Limusafim. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to bring the Bazichin before the Musafim. And the Gemara explains in that Sugya Yuma Daf Lamed Dalid that there's a Gzeirah Shavah between Lechem Aponim and Minchas Chavitim Shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol daily, twice daily, brought what's called a Mincha of Chavitim. It was made on a frying pan. And in that parish of Minchas Chavitim, it says Chukah. And the word Chukah also appears in Lechem Aponim, Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hulo Mishi Hashem Chok Olam. And Minchas Chavitim says Chok Olam. And therefore, Kishem Shem Minchas Chavitim Kodmin Lemusafim, because the Torah requires that you bring, that the Kohen Gadol brings his Minchas Chavitim exactly after the Tomid Shel Shachar, so that's going to be before Musaf, because Musaf, as we said, is in the middle of the day. So now that we know the Minchas Chavitim has to be brought before the Musaf, right, because it's got to be brought immediately after the Tomid Shel Shachar, so to the Bazichin, by virtue of this Gzeirah Shavah of Chukah, they have to come before the Musafim. So the Minchas Chavitim comes before Musaf, and that's because the Minchas Chavitim comes immediately after the Tomid Shel Shachar. And now, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Bazichin has to come before the Musafim because of this Gzeirah Shavah that equates Minchas Chavitim with Bazichin. Minchas Chavitim is before Musaf, and so too the Bazichin is before Musaf. Now, that gives us a lot of extra time, because whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, we can only start the process of Bazichin after the Musaf, and the Musaf has to be later in the morning at Sheish, so that's going to mean we have to give a whole hour for the Musaf, and we can only start with the Bazichin at shall we say, Sheish U'Mechtzah or Sheva, and therefore we can only bring the Talmud at Sheva Mechtzah. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, since he's already finished up with the Bazichin in the morning hours, immediately after the Tomid Shel Shachar, so we could bring the Musaf in its early hour, and that's at the fifth hour instead of the sixth hour. Well, let me start the other way around. We're going to start the Bazichin at the fifth hour, we're going to bring the Karban Musaf at the sixth hour, and then, as a result, a half hour later, Ovid Leit L'Tomid B'Sheish U'Mechtzah. So it's really fascinating here that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel regarding the case of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shavis as to whether or not whether the Talmud should be brought at 7.5 or at 6.5, that really depends upon the issue, which seems at the face of it to be totally irrelevant, of whether Bazichin come before the Musafim, that's Rabbi Akiva, or the Bazichin come after the Musafim, like Rabbi Shmuel. So let's just summarize. According to Rabbi Shmuel, since it says Yom Yom in the parasha of Bazichin, it means it's even later than the Musafim. If the Musafim are going to be brought B'Sheish, then we're going to need a full hour until Sheva, and then we're going to finish up the Bazichin, and we're going to shech the Karban Tomid at Sheva U'Mechtzah. We can't make it any earlier, because if we were to make it at 6.5, then we're not going to be able to bring both the Musafim and the bazichin that have to come after the musafim before the tamid shel bein arbaim. If you start the tamid shel bein arbaim and the shkita is at 6.5, you simply won't have enough time because you need the entire 6th hour to bring the musafim, plus you need time after that to bring the bazichin, and therefore you're going to have to delay the karmen tamid shel shevu mechtz. So Rabbi Akiva on the other hand holds, no. Bazichin, like the minchas kohen, minchas kavitin shel kohen, is going to be brought early in the morning, okay, as early as chameishos, and then we're going to do the musaf at 6 hours, and then we can bring the tamid at sheishu mechtz. Okay, then we'll stop here. Ruch adinoy, abogach, ilom boi.